Nazi.
Actually, I said nice to meet you, but I've actually met you before, but not in a context that you'll remember me. No, it's bad on my part. Myself and my friends were down in Dingle. We were dancing a few sets inside in Nelligan's, and yourselves rocked up for a few pints or something.
Oh, lovely.
Nelligan's is a very small pub, and there's not a lot of room for dancing. So, and they dance quite wildly down there.
They do.
And we were all giving it welly, and I stamped really hard on your foot, Danny.
Did you really? Yeah.
I
still have the bruise. Yeah, it's still it's
Please
still
don't sue me.
That was the end of my football career. That was where it all went wrong.
I have to start singing from a chair.
Exactly.
Well, Dingle, I suppose, that must be a place really close to your heart. It's a great place.
We love it. We love it. I actually drove from there this morning, and I'm going back there this evening. It's a beautiful part of the world. We spent a lot of time there over the years. We've written a lot there over the years as a band, and we all have our own little family connections down there now as well, which is really nice. So it's definitely a home away from home.
For sure.
As is Cork, to be honest. You know, the Marquee for us is a huge show and something that always feels like a home away from home for us. We've always been welcomed so much since the very first time we came down and played in the UCC student bar at lunchtime when no one was listening.
Oh, no.
And we went in and did UCC FM. I'll never forget it. We were staying above in Sheila's hostel up the road there, and it was good times.
I'd say it's called the New Bar now. Actually, the Hamish's Bar. There's some dog they named it after.
Okay. But is it new as in it's been changed?
It's the New Bar because there was the Old Bar and the New Bar. So this is the New Bar now. They closed the Old Bar.
Well, tell them we said hello.
Although you guys have been, you've been together a long time now. You started out as a student band yourselves. There's a lot of student bands in Cork. What would you say to them?
I think write your own music. Try and do as many gigs as you can, no matter, even if they're to small crowds. Play as many gigs as you can, charity gigs, whatever it is. Try and get good people around you. I think it's important to try and get a good manager. We've been lucky that we had our manager from the very early days, who was a friend of ours, really, someone you trust and someone who likes your music, because that's important. They're going to have to listen to you a lot. So I think having good people around you is important. Work hard, I suppose. Anything else?
Listening to KC, we're running a competition.
Exactly. We're looking for a band to support us in the Marquee, actually. Oh. So if there's any student bands out there, they should listen to another radio station called Red FM. I hope you won't mind me plugging it.
Oh, because, no, work away. We love Red FM.
We're looking for an opening act. So.
UCC has some killer bands.
Does it really?
Really good, cool. Really good band scene.
Great. Yeah, well, that's where we started. We started in UCD in Dublin, and we were just a student band that... We did a battle of the bands in UCD, and there were six bands there, and we came fourth out of six bands. And it really broke
fourth
my heart.
Fourth is still good.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not
Couldn't
last.
So that's where we started. So, it turned out okay. I suppose we're still here.
You are still here. And I suppose the music scene in Ireland, the way bands are being discovered now has really changed. Social media is kind of the main platform for discovering artists. But I suppose, I believe anyway, a live band, your performance live is the main thing. Would you agree that?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. We are mainly a live band, really, yeah. We've come along just before the whole TikTok and Instagram and everything came about. So we've never really delved into that too much. Like, we've just gone out, toured, recorded albums, put them out, gone out and toured. So yeah, we've never really jumped too deep into the TikTok kind of revolution, which
until today we're going to do a few dances. we've been lucky enough that we as Connor says, we came along before that and we were known as a live band. And I think it was easier that back then. I wouldn't like to be starting out now, to be honest, because record labels and stuff like that are looking at your numbers online, your TikTok numbers, and you have to, and it seems a bit sort of random, nearly, like of what might take off, you know. And it can be disheartening if you release a song that you're really proud of and it doesn't get much views or much hits on Spotify or whatever, and then, you know, and on the other side of it, there might be someone who accidentally puts up a video of them, you know, singing along to a song and falls over or whatever, and it becomes a hit. And it's just different now. It's so different, and we try not to, as Connor says, get too involved in or embrace it too much, I suppose.
I'd say as an established band, I'd say you'd be all right. It's mainly the newer artists that need to do the dances.
Thankfully, thank God, because no one wants to see us dance.
Well, as a band, I suppose, that's been around for a good few years, for my age group, you've been the soundtrack to my teenage years. And the albums you put out, Just the Wire, Close to You, I suppose we've almost grown with you. How does your new single and the upcoming album reflect your own growth as a band?
Yeah, good question. I think we've grown naturally over the years as well. And we started, as I said, with a student band, and we were writing about student things like San Diego songs, sleeping all day and drinking all night. And that's that's what people reacted to, because we were speaking from an honest place. That's what we were doing. And I think over the years we've grown naturally, and the songwriting has grown naturally as well. I think that's one thing. Even though the music has changed, we've always been consistent in trying to be honest about what we're writing about and what we're going through. And we always find the more honest we are about our songs, the more they connect to people. And I think that's true with the new album as well. And it's a collection of thoughts and just snapshots of where we're at now. And Speak Up is the first release, and that's a song about asking a trusted friend, I suppose, or another half, or a bandmate to tell you, am I doing okay? You can tell me if I'm doing something wrong here. I can take it or whatever. And I think it's important that, as we were talking about with Dingle and with our families, we have great supports, and I think that's sort of what it's about: turning to the people you trust and asking them for help or advice or whatever. And well,
I have one final really quick question. It's my own personal question. Your songs in Irish, all the songs you've made in Irish have just been absolutely beautiful. Is there any chance you'd ever put out like another song in Irish?
Yeah, I'd actually love to write a song in Irish. My Irish isn't great, but I'd love to try and actually write a song in Irish first, but yeah, we'd be totally open to doing another translation. Like the Taoiseach na Laoghaire is a huge thing for us. We play Hears Across all over the world, and as far as Australia, they want to hear it in Irish, and that's there's a special magic to that we've just sort of gotten used to. But it is pretty cool, everywhere we go, people want to hear at least a bit of it in Irish, and that was down to this translation, this really nice translation that a man called Traco Brennan did from First na Gaeilge there, and so we would absolutely be up for redoing if anyone asked us to do more translations. My Irish isn't good enough to translate it myself. Maybe you can do it, Maeve.
There's loads of people in Dingle that can help you with that.
Yeah, actually, I God rest Seamus Begley's soul, but I asked him, I have a tattoo on my arm of some Irish.
Oh, lovely.
And I asked him, what did I have the translation right? And I sent him a text message, and in pure Seamus Begley fashion, he responded with, "The Irish is right, but don't put that garbage on your arm." so that was a real Seamus response. But yes, you're right. There's plenty of people down there that would help us, I think, with the Astrakhan if we needed it. But yeah, we'll see. Hopefully, we might get to do one of the new songs.
That'll be class. Right, I think my time is up.
Thank you very much, Maeve.
Thank you so much.
That was the new single of The Coronas, Speak Up. Big thanks to Aiken Promotions and to The Coronas for that lovely interview, and be sure to catch the guys live Friday, May 24th, live at the Marquee. And Cork fans, be on the lookout, they're looking for a support act, so head over to Red FM for all the details on that.